Welcome back to the Musically Minded Mama podcast. This is episode 66. I have a special guest here with me today that's going to share something that I think will be helpful for you and your kids. And here she is, Abby. Go ahead.
1 year ago, I was so scared to do my timetable because it was very, very hard for me, and I was too scared because I didn't want to get any of them incorrect. But people aren't perfect. That's what I learned. And then my mom thought of an idea. Her idea was that she shows a ball to me, and then before we do that, we have to study the timetables. And then she shows the ball to me or another person that's playing, one of your children. And then if they catch it, they enter the timetable. If they get it correct, then they just show the ball to someone. And today your child's gonna learn the three strings.
Are you a musician mama struggling with working mom guilt? Does leaving your kids for a performance make you feel out of sync? Do you just love music and want your kids to reap the benefits of learning to play or using it to learn? In this podcast, you'll learn how to share your love of music with your kids to create a deeper connection with them, even if you don't know how to sing or play. You'll even get tips for your own musical endeavors and find ways to manage your time effectively as a musician. My mission is to help musical mamas manage their time and mindsets so that your skills and children are growing at the same time. This will ultimately create a melodious life filled with excitement that will inspire your kids. Even if you don't know how to sing or play music, there is still a way for you to share the gift of music with your kids. I am convinced that musically minded mamas should raise their voices and instruments because your God-given potential should not be wasted. Hello, I'm Joanne, a wife, mom, teacher, and daughter of the King. For years, I struggled to pursue my passion. When I became a mother, no time became my biggest excuse, and I hid my gift of music behind my gift of motherhood. I was afraid of what people would say and believed the big mom lie that I didn't deserve to take time to develop my music or share my love for it with my kids. I finally have realized that by sharing my passion for music with my kids and letting them be an inspiration to me, I am finding fulfillment. If you're ready to finally pursue your family passion by using your musical passion, you've found a friend. It's time to say yes to using your love of music and connect with your kids. So warm up your voice and start practicing those skills, friend. It's time to waltz with me through all things family management, mindset, mentoring, and music. Let's make memories and music together. So for those who don't know, that is my daughter Abigail. She's 8 years old, and she's basically the one that I come up with these things and I do them with her, and then I'm able to share them with you. So what she was talking about was about 1 year ago, so the summer after her second grade year, I said, okay, I know I've taught third grade before. I know that's the big year, you know, when they push times tables, and we don't necessarily have a lot of time to teach it in class, so we just say, okay, study them at home, get flashcards, and tell the parents to do all those things to help their child at home. So I just came up with something simple, and I previously shared this on another episode, but I would have her study the times tables, the threes, for example, and then I would get a little ball, and I would say 3 times 5, and I'd throw the ball to her, and as she's catching it, she's thinking of the answer to say what the answer is, 15, and then she throws it back, and we just go back and forth. So about every day for a week, I did that, and by the end of the week, she had learned her threes times tables. So that was the strategy she was talking about, but I also recently just came up with another trick, the threes trick. And as a teacher, I've taught third, fourth, and fifth grade, and third grade is that grade where, you know, we're teaching them the multiplication facts and we want them to master them. By fourth grade math, they need to know these facts like the back of their hand to be able to use them when they're working with fractions, simplifying fractions. By fifth grade, it's like do or die. If you don't have these facts by now, you're going to struggle the rest of your life in math, sixth, seventh, eighth. And My sister has taught middle school math and high school math, and the thing that she says is like, these kids don't know their times tables, and it starts in the elementary primary age. So hopefully this trick that I'm going to teach you, if you know me and this podcast, you know I'm going to pull in a song here, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. So I am going to sing this song for you. Feel free to use it. Feel free to let me know if it worked for you. But as an educator, the facts that I've, the tables, times tables that I see students struggle with the most are the threes, fours, sixes, sevens, eights, and nines. And it is my goal to share with you tricks and tips to help your child or even your student learn these multiplication facts. So here is the song. And it will be helpful if you do have either flashcards or you write out the multiplication facts so they can kind of read them and sing along and have something to, you know, be able to know what they need to say. So three ones, three, three two six, three threes nine, three fours 12. We're almost there. I'm proud of myself. Three fives 15, three sixes 8, 13, 3 sevens 21, 3 eights 24, keep it up, I'm ready to soar. 3 nines 27, 3 tens 30, 3 elevens 33, 3 twelves 36. Now I'm finished with the threes tricks. So, in addition to them seeing the facts on, let's say, a flashcard you can get from the Dollar Tree, you can make them on index cards, you can have your child sing the song. And if you noticed, I use the pronouns, personal pronouns, I'm, because I want, when they're singing it, that they're personalizing it. Instead of saying, you're proud, whatever, I'm saying, I'm proud of myself, because it is your child who will be saying it. So this is a trick. It's not really a trick. It's just a song that I created to help students, to help my child learn multiplication facts. And this is the threes times table. Remember, those, the ones that I'm going to be sharing with you here on the podcast are kind of the harder ones. And if you notice, I didn't say three times one, because some time ago, when I was teaching, and I had a math coach who said, when you say three times one, it's a little bit confusing to them, to students. They don't really know what that means. But if you say like three groups of one, or just making it more, a little bit more explanatory, self-explanatory, will help the child. So I said three ones. And to me, I can visualize that. Three one. So we have one here, one here, and one here. That's three ones. When I said three fives, okay, three fives. So I have five here, I have another five, and another five. So it's also the way that I was taught multiplication when I was younger. So hopefully this helps. Let me know if it does. Shoot me a message on Instagram or email me or come in the Facebook group and let us know if this simple threes trick helped. Try to do it every day with your student, your child. By the end of the week, let's see what happens. So I would suggest writing down the facts on an index card or even a sheet of paper is fine. Have them study it, and then you can have them sing this threes trick. And hopefully by the end of the week, they will have mastered it. And of course, you don't get it and forget it. Set it and forget it. You want to keep reviewing it over and over and over, because there are so many things that students are learning and we have to review. Every day in my class, I'm reviewing from the day before what we did before we get into today's lesson, because it's all building upon each other. All right. I hope that was helpful. Thank you all so much for listening, and talk to you next time. Hey mamas, do you wish you could use your passion for music to make memories with your family? Do you wish you didn't feel like you were neglecting your talents? Do you wish you could build lifelong connections with your kids while doing what you love musically? I know what it feels like to worry about your music and passion overtaking your responsibilities and relationships, to feel like you're losing the connection between you and your kids, at the same time feeling stagnant in your musical abilities and struggling to make time to improve them. I also know what it feels like to want to give your kids something, but you just don't know where to start. Imagine if you had help and support to make musical mama moments with your family, even if you don't have any musical abilities. Imagine if you had a blueprint to make a lasting connection with the people God gave you while creating more harmony in your life at home. Imagine if you knew how to make a boring daily routine into something memorable. You no longer have fear or self-doubt to control your mind. Imagine that. That's why I created Harmonize Your Life Coaching, where I teach you how to create moments that your littles will remember forever using music. You will have practical ways to incorporate music into daily routines and walk away with an action plan to connect at a deeper level with your family, as well as tactical ways to infuse music with your mothering. So if you're ready for a life-changing experience that is sure to help you find your tessitura note, the most pleasant and enjoyable place in your life song, for a limited time, I have 5 coaching spots for January left open. And because they're first come, first serve, when they're gone, they're gone. So head to Instagram and DM me to book as soon as possible so you and your kids can start making memories and melodies at home. Can you do me a couple favors? Favor number 1. Go to iTunes or Spotify, wherever you get your music from, and listen to a couple seconds of a song called Mama Cry, M-A-M-A Cry. It's written by my husband, Paul. And if you like it, please support us. Please purchase it. It's only $1. And we would really appreciate if you could do that. Favor number 2. Go connect with me on Instagram at Musically Minded Mama or in our Facebook group, Musically Minded Mama. Favor number 3. If this episode inspired you, encouraged you, taught you something, I would love for you to share with this with someone who you know could benefit. Take a screenshot, share it in your stories, and tag me. This is the number 1 way you can thank me, and I'm so grateful for you, and I would love to connect with you.
Did you like my mommy's podcast? Please remember to subscribe and leave a review. My lovely mamas!
Go forth, mama. Be confident, be courageous, and be you.